This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Many, many people in this economy are working more than just their 9-to-5s. Side hustles, gig work, call it what you will. Content creation, as amorphous as that phrase is a steady go-to for a lot of those people. And as the digital economy grows, Amazon wants to tap into that by paying regular everyday people to make product review videos for the Amazon website. Caroline O'Donovan wrote about these Amazon influencers for the Washington Post. Caroline, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So this is all through it's a formal, actual Amazon program, right?
That's right. It's called the Amazon Influencer Program.
And these people make money when people watch the videos and then go on to buy the product, yes?
Exactly. So imagine you're shopping on Amazon, you're not sure which, I don't know, coffee maker you want to get, and you're clicking around, you're trying to look at the photos, is it going to fit under my counter overhang? You end up watching a video. Maybe you thought it was like a customer video, or maybe you thought it was the seller. Sometimes it's these people who get paid a commission to make the video. So if you watch the video and you say, you know, okay, that's the one I'm going to buy, and you buy it, someone in Wichita or whatever might make $1 or $3 from your purchase.
I don't have an entrepreneurial bone in my body, but even I recognize that the incentives here for these reviews to be overwhelmingly positive is the whole kit and caboodle here, right? Because if you do a negative review, nobody buys, you don't make any money. You do a positive review, people buy, you make money.
Right. I think that's something a lot of these influencers were sort of wrestling with. They don't want to mislead people. A lot of them have already gone through being part of multi-level marketing schemes. Mm-hmm. They didn't like pushing products on their friends. Like, these were, you know, like honorable, nice people who didn't want to feel like they were tricking people in order to make money. But like you said, if someone sends you a free product, you know, and you're making a video of it, you're not going to make any money if you say, hey, this was garbage. So, you know, I talked to one lady who was sent a free hair dryer and her hair got sucked up into it because the vent was in the handle. She's okay.
Okay, all right.
But, you know, she sent the hair dryer back and ended up not making a video of it. But then the company sent her another product to review. So it's sort of this question of like, well, should you make a negative review of the hair dryer so other people don't buy it, or you just kind of sit it out, you know?
Yeah. I imagine you watched a zillion of these things. Did any of them entice you to, even on your dime or the Washington Post's dime, to buy the product?
The Washington Post is definitely not spending money on Amazon.com on my behalf or anyone else's behalf. I will say that there was one outdoor reclining lounge chair that might fix a very particular problem that I have that I have been tempted by.
Wow. All right. Well, there you go. That's a positive thing. And we should say, we'll get the disclosure in as we did last time. Jeff Bezos owns Amazon and in his personal capacity owns the Washington Post.
Thank you.
So we'll get that out there. What happens when these people run out of things in their home to review, right? Because that's what, at least it looked to me like a lot of these people were doing, stuff in their homes, and they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to make a video about this.
Totally. So that's one of the things that captured my attention at first. So some people go to stores, like when they're doing their grocery shopping, they might scan stuff so that they know that the new things that they're buying are products that they can review, maybe shopping off the Amazon bestseller page. But then, you know, some people really do start to push the bounds of maybe what you would think is like an honest review, like booking an Airbnb just so you can review all the items in the Airbnb. I'm saying review, but it's wow. I think it's an open question if these are reviews or just paid promotional content, right?
Yeah, they're like product placements.
Yeah,
for sure. This is just the latest in a string of side hustles that the digital economy is giving us, right? I mean, it's sort of a natural extension.
Totally. I mean, a lot of the people doing this also are on websites like Fiverr, making, you know, cheap digital content. So it's definitely part of a broader trend of people doing, you know, little bits of online gig work, essentially, right? Like getting paid very small fees to create little bits of content. And it's part of, you know, Amazon offers a lot of different ways that they want you to try to make money on their site, whether you're making deliveries in your own car or in one of their vans, or you're selling stuff. That's something I'm really interested in, is all the different ways Amazon sort of advertises itself as this way you can ride its coattails, right, and access the scale of its platform.
This is a little flip, but it's Amazon's economy and we're all just kind of living in it.
I wouldn't say that you're wrong.
Yeah. Caroline O'Donovan at the Washington Post. Caroline, thanks a bunch. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.